Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Of course, our other meeting where Sean Cosgrove is today. He's normally in this chair right now, but he's made it to Canberra for Barbara Joseph Race Day, like John Scores. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. One of the bigger days, and the weather's really come to light too. Expected about 23, 24 degrees. Rails out a couple of metres, 3 metres there, Andrew. But a soft 60, I think we get an upgrade. The last few days have been really good, and they'll have a heap of people at the function upstairs for the Joseph Race Day, as they always do, mate. It should be a great day upstairs and downstairs.
Righto. Well, in the first race, mate, at 10 past 12, Girls Are Ready, number one, the favourite, at $2.20 right now. Number four, Navy Cross at $4.20, and number six, Zalago at $6.
Yeah, got to go with Girls Are Ready. 1, 4, 5, and 6 for me, Andrew. She's third up from a spill. They rode a little bit handier to the speed on that heavy track last time. She was very good. She's beautifully placed in a three-year-old handicap with the claim, and the blinkers go on. It all leads to her. 4 from the Waterhouse Botyard. They had 2 in. They scratched the other one to rely on. This fella's been gelded Navy Cross since last preparation, and a few nice trials recently. You know what you're going to get there. 5 Brenneman could certainly improve his third up. He had a 4-week break between his first and second, and he was wide all the way. So I look to see him improve, and Zalago from the Jones from the Joseph Yard, with a little bit to go its way from gate one, wouldn't be far off. But she does seem to have a class edge here. Girls Are Ready. 1 on top from 4, 5, and 6.
Race 2 over the 1,000, number 4, Swan Island, now at $1.75 here for Matt Dale. Number 1, Adelma Tinker at $5.50, and Mahjong Rose, number 7, at $6. Are you with the favourite here?
Yeah, look, it's a new addition to the Matt Dale yard, but the early form from it, Andrew, was very good. I made it 4.7, 1 and 2. I went round in the a Group 3 race on debut behind Loving Gabby. It was only beat 2.5 length. That's back in February down the track. It's next couple. And it's had 2 runs this preparation on the synthetics at Ballarat and Packnum. But anywhere near her earlier form, it should be too good for these. Formerly with a Hey Dabity yard. 17's not without a chance here. Mahjong Rose placed 3 of its 10 runs. It could run a cheeky race here in a race that sort of falls away a little bit. Good gate for it to boot. The top weight, Delma Tinker for Mike Petrovic and Pat with the ride. Its trial was okay, given plenty of time. A 5-year-old mare by Bonhoeffer and 2 Shady Diamond was okay off the 30-week break. But it does look a nice race for the 4 if it brings its best form, Andrew. 4.712.
Yeah, we'll certainly be listening for that run. Race 3 over the 1,000. Number 2, Polar Star, locally trained for Nick Olive. 4.60 now, 4.20 this morning. Number 6, Bologna at 4.40. And Monte Madura, number 4, is at 4.80.
Yeah, I went a little bit wide here, but I think Nick Olive certainly holds the key. 9.217. I don't mind the way this went a few times. She was pretty luckless, Enjoy the Stars. And first up from a spell, I thought she might be a cheeky chance at good value. So I'm willing to take the punt with her. Definitely Polar Star. They tried to hold this up a little bit last time. I wanted to pull and hang. And I think if they let it run from gate one with 4 kilos off, it just gets up and grinds all the way. So it'll be right there for sure. Exaggerate Likewise was hampered by the wide gate first up. He's got a wide gate again, but he should be a little bit fitter, and the 4 kilos off helps. And 7, a pinch memory. Better drawn today than what covered a bit of ground down there at Maruya. Could also improve. Made it 9.217 the third, Andrew.
And at the moment, Enjoy the Stars is at $8.50. To race 4 here, Luke Pepper's got the favourite in an open race. Number 6, Away She Goes, currently at $4.20 with Tab. 3, Gotta Want It at $5. It's been mover this morning, $7.50 now, $5, number 3. And number 2, Heaven on Earth, also at $5.
Yeah, good race, Andrew. 4.163. I was with her the other day, Heaven on Earth. She's really good, strong winner, third up from a spell there, and she's got a favourable gait. She's a mare in form, so in an open race, I'm happy to stay with her. She should get a few favours here. A stablemate, Wahiki, really frightens me a bit here. He was very good off 32 weeks. He only had the 1 trial, and look, he just went under behind Arithmetic there. He'll be fitter, and got to be hard to beat here. I've got the stable having the Quinella there. 6 outside those. Got to be in there, Luke Pepper's mare. Away she goes. It absolutely caned them last time at Gundagai. And again, looks well suited here with Blake McDougall retaining the ride. And three is probably best for the rest for me. Gotta Want It was really good winning first up, and she's showing good potential. Good, very good race for Benchmark 60, Andrew. 4.163.
4.163 there. Okay, to race 5 over the 1,300. Bullet Raiders, number 6 for the Snowdens, the favourite here at $2.70. Two time stamp now out to $4. And Litchfield, number 4, at $4.60.
Yeah, not the easiest maiden I've ever seen, Andrew. I made it 4.6, 12 and 13. Although it was well beaten at Newcastle, this horse done the majority of its racing. Well, all its runs have been at the provincials. But that race is from by Mayer Say. It won very impressively again at Goulburn since. So I thought if it can have a little bit of luck, it's an awkward type of draw, but I thought it might be at its peak fitness-wise third up. So I'll go with it. Bullet Raiders from the Snowden Yard. Certainly, again, in the same boat. All the runs have been at the provincials, and it's got gate one, Chad Lever. That can get it a few favours in the run. Look, outside those, I put the 12 in here. My miracle. I just think it was unsuited in the four-horse race, but her earlier form was okay. And Philly by Epaulette stepping out a bit in trip was going to help her. And Mr. Costigan, look, only been placed once in 13, but some of his runs have plenty of force and fits. So he's not without a chance in a pretty light maiden. 4.6, 12 and 13, Andrew.
Righto, to race 6 on the big day at Canberra. Number 3, Madam Oaks. Now $2.20. Just drifted back out slightly for David Pfeiffer this morning. Number 6, To Catch a Cod at $3.90. And 5, Teresa Marie. You could have got $13 earlier this morning. They tightened it right in, and now it's $6.50.
Yeah, changed complexion. This race with the top two coming out. I made it 6, 4, 3 and 11, Andrew. I like the way To Catch a Cod's gone in his three runs to date. He had the one run last preparation in a very hot two-year-old race. He was a solid winner at Gundagai and backed it up with a really good effort behind Powers Court last time in a pretty handy class one. So I think the smaller field will suit him, and I'm happy enough to be in his corner here. For Zaramatic, I thought could improve first. Comes out of that same race, but her form last prep was really handy, and she's got a favourable gait, and second up she's been placed. So I thought she represented pretty good value here. 3, Madam Oaks, your favourite. Well, they put the blinkers on it, and first time has jumped away with the field properly, and it just led and won easily. This is a much stronger race, though, and 11, I thought was probably best of the rest, which is Wallara Lass for Luke Pepper with a good gait and a claim wouldn't be far off. But an even bunch of horses, I think the favourite is way under the odds. 6, 4, 3 and 11, Andrew.
Righto, to race 7 we go over the 2,000. Number 6, Hilltop Hood's the favourite at 4.20. Just though, number 5, Lost Command at 4.40. And 10, Sweet Knuckle also, John, right there at 4.40.
Yeah, I think he's the best bet of the day, Andrew Hilltop Hood. I really like the way he's come back. I made it 6 a good thing, 8, 10 and 7. Look, I know it was a benchmark 50-80 one at Nara, but it was just the fashion. He got back, and when he saw a bit of daylight, he really let go. He's been placed 3 times from his 4 tries at the 2,000, and I think this preparation, he's really looking for it third up from a spell here. So gate 2 is the last part of the jigsaw puzzle, and I'll make him my best out of the nation's capital today. 8 Confidential's been racing well. He got scratched at the gates last Friday at the Goulburn. A few things went wrong there, Andrew, but look, he's a consistent horse, and he's really well suited here. Sweet Knuckle, his stablemate, was good at the mile, but she's bred to get the trip out of it. Knuckle Mania, they can all stay. Look, she's going to run well for sure again here. And 7, I thought, was best of the rest. So it is third up to the 2,000. But I think gets the right run, and he'd be too strong. Hilltop Wood, 6 a special, 8, 10, 7.
6 a good thing there. Now, to race 8, we've been waiting for this horse, Sauce Edge. It's now at $3.30. It's been entered for Sydney a couple of times, emergencies. It's here in this race, the Tab Federal. 3 Eves Miss at $6.50, and Rev It Up Red Nut, number 14. Now 9 into $6.50.
It was way over $9, Andrew. I got it on top, Rev It Up Red Nut. 14, 13, 10, 6. She's been really close up a few times. Just a mare that gets back and needs a little bit to go away in these races. Big field. Hopefully there's the right speed, and Kaylin is, but can navigate the right passage. I'll go with her. Look, I've always had a bit of time for 10 Miss, and she was pretty unlucky last time. They rode a little bit handier to the speed to boot. Look, she's going to be suited again, same scenario. Speed on, she's got a good finish on her when she's right. Definitely Sausage has been good in all her runs. So she resumed at Warwick Farm. Solid effort there. She'll improve second up. She's a second up winner previously. And the drawn out away from the fence will probably suit her pattern. And stick on the air is some chance as well. Very open race for TAB Federal for the 40,000. Always is, Andrew. 14, 13, 10, 6.
Looking forward to that. Righto. The last race, 9. Magella, number 4, is the favourite. $2, the shorty of the day here. Number 2, Who Shouted, $3.80. And Valachor, number 7, currently at $8.50.
Yeah, I made it 2, 8, 4 and 5 here, Andrew. A blink has come off Who's Shout here, and he gets out to the mile. He's just unsuited in that small field, no speed on it. It was leader-dominated, but he'll be able to balance up, and the mile, he should eat it up. He'd be very hard to beat here. I thought 8 was a great chance here. Express Courier from the for Keith Dryden, really improving. It's still a maiden, but ran into All Tiara last time, and I thought it was full of merit there. It'll take further improvement off that. Magella was terrific winning at Newcastle recently. He's lightly raced Testarossa, or she is, on the improve. So gate 2 gets it all the favours. And 5, Miss Anna Banana for the Waterhouse Botyard, led all the way at Queanbeyan. And it'll put itself right in the speed. They're always hard to run down, Andrew. Good race to finish off. 2, 8, 4, and 5.
Righto, first of 9 races at Canberra on a soft 6 at 10 past 12 and a possible upgrade there. What's your best bet, John?
Look, I thought it was a really interesting race day, but I think he's on the uphill top hood race. 7, number 6, from the good gate, out to the mile, out to the 2,000. He's going to take plenty of beating at about $4.20. So my best, race 7, number 6, hilltop hood from the nation's capital. Beautiful conditions, and we're hoping for an upgrade, Andrew.